this idea of pension reform is to shift those costs back to the universities and back to school districts. So that's one proposal that's on the table. It is a proposal that the university presidents have backed, not in isolation, though. They've backed that proposal as a part of overall pension reform. And their thought is that any relief of pressure on the state budget will allow the state to be able to move into a model where they can again fund education at the levels that it's supposed to be funded. That's why the university presidents have agreed to work with the state legislators on a proposal that may include cost shift.
One of the things in the UPI letter, one of the more eye-catching things, is they claimed a 20% rise in student tuition in the future. That was assuming that some of those cost shifts would be dealt with by tuition increases. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what the letter made it sound like. Let me explain where those numbers came from. During one of the hearings, they were trying to give the legislatures some idea of order of magnitude of impact to this. And they were using tuition dollars and the cost shift in the same sentence to describe order of magnitude, that about every 1% of cost shift would equate to approximately, if we had to do it that way, approximately a 2% increase in tuition. But it was describing order of magnitude. There was no discussion in that particular hearing. I went back and listened to it. There was no correlation that a cost shift would mean a 2% tuition increase. It was only to help them understand the order of magnitude.
So if a cost shift happened, that it necessarily wouldn't be taken up completely by tuition increases.
That's correct. And, you know, we would work to find other ways to do that. And in some hope, the university presidents think by doing this, our state appropriation then may continue to level and even grow slightly over the coming years as we solve the pension problem. And if that's the case, we can use the state's increase in appropriations. Now, there's no guarantee of that. So I want to be clear that the presidents don't even have that expectation that that's going to happen, but that is one of the hopes in this plan.
And can you see an overall shift? If tuition does hike for institutions like Western, you know, more students may go to community colleges, and that seemed like one of the major concerns of the UPI letter was that the burden will fall to the community colleges and they may not be ready for that. Is that something that you see within the realm of possibility?
No. No, and I don't see that because that's already happening. That's happening regardless of pensions. That's happening because of the decrease in state appropriations, and we are having to increase tuition because of the decrease in state appropriations. So our costs are higher. We have seen over the course of the last several years a little bit of a shift towards community colleges. If you look at community college enrollment, especially in the urban areas, it was booming. And now it's sort of leveled back out the last year or two, if memory serves me correctly. So I don't anticipate any more shift. This affects the community colleges no differently than it affects us. All their employees are in the state university retirement system. They've signed on to the cost shift model as well. They have some questions about the overall IGPA proposal, and we're working through those. And they're seated right next to the university presidents at that legislative hearings.